South Sudan was created only last year after a peace deal ended years of civil war with the North. During the war, USAID delivered news and civic education via shortwave radio. Once peace came, USAID sent Troy Edelain to the new station's capital, Juba, to introduce a more traditional form of media.
So I designed a program which involved setting up a what we refer to as a learner's FM radio station. It's 1 kilowatt in Juba, because the country essentially had had no media education whatsoever.
Learner's radio station? That may sound familiar to communities in the Alaska Public Radio Network. The system has a well-deserved reputation for training reporters. This looked like the shortest path to success for Edelain.
They had a sort of a fledgling university, but didn't have a program, and so there were no journalists to sort of take over the role of the media, you know, perform the role of media in South Sudan. So the idea was that we needed both the journalistic activities to take place right away and for there to be an opportunity for journalists to learn on the job.
Edelain won approval from USAID to create a broadcasting organization and build a small radio station. His role ended at that point, but not the influence of Alaska media. Someone had to get the ball rolling.
Just by chance, the person that the organization hired to do the work was John Newstrom.
That's John Newstrom, who began his career as news director at KCAW in Sitka over 2 decades ago. Edelain knew of Newstrom from growing up in Sitka, of course, but the two had also worked distantly for the same non-governmental organization, Internews. Edelain in Tajikistan and Newstrom in Afghanistan, both setting up radio stations. Edelain calls Newstrom's selection to head Juba's new station a coincidence, but in reality, the pool of people with the skills to launch a community broadcaster from scratch is limited. Edelain says Newstrom wasted no time in bringing in additional help.
I think within the past 6 months or so, John is brought in as a consultant into South Sudan, Mr. Rich McClear.
That's Rich McClear, who was the founder and first general manager at KTOO in Juneau, and later a founder and first general manager at KCAW in Sitka, where he worked for 14 years.
So he had three sort of Sitkans very much influencing the future of the media development in South Sudan.
Local journalism is critical to community broadcasting, but it's not everything. Edelain says listening to KCAW, or Raven Radio, over the years helped shape his vision for the project in the South Sudan.
Over the years of growing up here, you just saw a lot of creativity coming out of Raven Radio. And when we would talk about doing, for example, a travel program without traveling, when Barb Morris would just be connected to the community such that she knew someone had been somewhere interesting and bring them in, I would often use that as an example of what you can do with community media.
When you were working for USAID and you set this up, you had Raven Radio kind of pictured in your mind?
Absolutely, yeah.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.